Joining us this afternoon is guest analyst, Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson. And Brad, what was the overall trend of the market today?
Well, Minneapolis wheat definitely the leader on the board today, up 68 cents here currently with the big winter storm going through a lot of the spring wheat area, South Dakota, Minnesota, southern North Dakota. Actually, they're talking snow all the way up to Highway 2 here now. So that finally woke up the Minneapolis wheat, corn up a penny or two, beans up 3 or 4 cents. We did sell 134,000 metric tons of soybeans to unknown this morning, so that got the soybeans on a little firmer note. Also, China is negotiating to lower their tariffs on ethanol and distiller's grain imports here too soon, so that would be a big help if they got that done. But again, the weather is the biggest thing here. Some numbers out this morning reviewing the last few months' weather. It's the wettest weather trend in the Midwest of the United States since 1979 and 1998. Actually, some areas are even wetter than those 2 years. So we do have a situation here. It is early. It's only pulling up on mid-April here, but these weeks go by pretty fast. And the extended forecast here this morning, you know, we have a cool right through the end of April here, and it's well below normal temperatures, not just a little bit below normal. So that's going to keep these markets maybe a little bit underneath the market here.
Anything in particular that it's going to take to see a market move?
Well, I think we need to get some more time off the calendar. If it was the 10th of May, for example, instead of 10th of April, I think we'd have a quite a lively, especially spring wheat and corn market here. But we do have some time here, but these weeks go by pretty fast. And that's, you know, it's going to see what happens here, this weather in the next 2 weeks. South America, their crops keep getting a little bigger. As that report indicated yesterday, competition's pretty stiff down there, especially on corn and soybeans. Their basis is weak again today down there. And the premiums that Argentina and Brazil enjoyed last year over our markets are now gone, and they're actually at a discount to our corn and soybean market. So price competition is keen in the soy and corn market.
Anything that we're forgetting?
Livestock today is a little weaker than the cattle. Hogs traded both sides here after being a little bit down yesterday. Still a lot of uncertainty in the hogs, how much China is going to show up to buy here in the world. But again, with having to call 50% of their hog herd, which is probably almost as many hogs as they're in the U.S., they're going to have to import some serious numbers of meat if they intend to keep up their current diet plans.